Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hey, it's been quite an interesting weekend already. I had the great honor of being directed by my daughter yesterday in her new short that she wrote and raised the money for herself with her producers. And you'll read all about it in the e-blast tomorrow, but I am bursting with pride. That's all I can say, bursting with pride. But it was also an interesting journey down how we kind of move out of self-love in order to think that we are serving and creating for somebody else. So anyway, you'll read all about it. But thank you, Gabrielle, for giving me the opportunity to be directed by you and watch your amazing presence and power as a director on the set. So today I want to talk about things making sense. Things making sense, because it keeps coming up. It came up in the amazing webinar that we did. If it doesn't make sense to us, guys, it's going to limit our possibilities. And both those things have to be in place if we're going to create as magnificently as we want. So the first thing they want you to know is your little child has far more limitations on possibilities than your adult self wants to have. And that comes from the limitations we were taught and the limitations that we watched our parents believing and creating and the circumstances of what our life was when we were smaller. And so all those limitations create this subconscious belief system that it just doesn't make sense that we should be able to create everything we want because there's limitations in place. And what that does is it keeps our signal mixed. And when your signal is mixed, the signal that we send out to the ionosphere, to the universe, that is the signal that has to get matched by the universe. When we send that out and it's a mixed signal with positive and negatives in it, then that's what we have to get back, which creates more belief in limitations and lack of possibilities. So the channel said this morning that this battle between I want it and it doesn't make sense that it's possible is responsible for us not believing and proving that we can heal ourselves physically. Now that means on the physical plane in every way. So obviously the easiest thing to tap in with about that is physical body healing. And we say we believe it, but when I say we know that we can heal ourselves physically, I get a no. So, you know, in order to turn that around, we have to start claiming, I know I heal myself physically. Because once you claim it, that is the direction of your energy to know it and experience it. So let's just all take a moment to claim that I know I heal myself physically on this plane. That makes sense to me. I know that all possibilities support that. And so I'm going to embrace that as part of my belief system. And little me inside, I want you to really hear that, because I know you weren't taught that. I know you weren't modeled that. But that's what we're going to retrain ourselves and reparent ourselves to know now. Because, guys, we must be open to all the possibilities of self-healing for us to have a new happy birthday, right? It must make sense to us. So remember I shared with you, not this last creation station, but the one before, we got to the frequency of 200-01, which is the frequency of no limitation, which equals all possibilities. Okay? So that's what we want, is I am the frequency of 200-01, which means I am the frequency of all possibilities, and it makes sense to me. So we're going to claim it makes sense to me that I create all possibilities. Say it again. I claim that it makes sense to me that I create all possibilities. And so it is. I want to remind you that October 23rd is my NCIS. And November 23rd is my big movie, Every Other Holiday, which will be airing on Lifetime the day after Thanksgiving. It's a wonderful, wonderful movie with wonderful actors. It's going to make you feel good, guys. It's going to make you feel really good, this movie. All righty, so we're going to go to the calls and get in as many as we can today. That's my intention. And we're coming together to claim that we are, and we are connected to, the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. Now I can go to the calls. Yeah, we're going to start with Ms. Lynn. Hi, baby.
Hi, Dee Dee.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. And you know, I'm listening to this, and I've been claiming all week that I'm the creator and that it makes sense to me, and I've been working with my little girl and my teenager and all of it, and I'm feeling good. Work is rolling in. The money's rolling in, whether it's work or not, and I love
Great.
It. And I think I emailed you that I'm about almost well, a little over 3 weeks off of all artificial sweeteners that were really creating buildup of formaldehyde in my body, which was creating my thyroid and my adrenals to be almost completely depleted, and that has been behind a lot of stuff.
Yep.
And so, and I guess I've been asking to see if there's any energetic stuff behind the detoxing and the rebuilding of these organs, because I do know I can heal myself. I know it, and I've done it before in different areas.
Okay, and so I get a yes on the second part, that you've done it before. When you say you know it, I get a no, and I know that that's what we're all dealing with right now. We believe we know it, and we want to know it. So let's see. There's one thing that you can get into alignment. Whoa. I'm going right to your mom, Lynn. So what
okay.
happened with your mom around self-healing physically when you were a little girl?
Well, I go right to her having thyroid surgery. Like, I remember her having to do something with that and seeing like a little scar and being on medications for things.
Yeah, okay, stop there. Because the channel just yelled at me, and that is where most of us are stuck. So we know that we can heal ourselves, and the addendum to that is as long as we have medication to help us. Now, they're also saying, and this is a process, guys, so I don't want anybody like to go cold turkey off of anything, right? They're also saying that those of us who take Boku natural supplements, and like natural adrenal, I'm on natural adrenal and have been since Cujo, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's still this, and it's deeply ingrained, deeply, deeply, deeply ingrained in us that on this plane we need medication to heal. Now, because we have that belief system in place, we do. So that's why I'm not a doctor, but I'm telling you, you're not to go off all your stuff here. This is a process that we are beginning to open up the possibility for ourselves to understand that the direction of energy is the most important supplement you can take for the creation of your physical health. And we have to move ourselves fully into being open to, that's the first step, being open to that belief that we can heal ourselves naturally, and naturally means with working with our own energy. So that's why I say to all of you, when you say, you know, the doctor told me this or the doctor told me that, I said, absolutely, work with the doctor, but work with the doctor while you're doing your own work in the direction of the health of your body. And that's the next thing they want to bring out. I guess your call just served for a lot of stuff they want to say today here, Lynn, is, and I just lost it. I'll get it back. The other thing that you wanted to say about health, boy, it just, see, that's why I sometimes interrupt you guys, so that I don't do this. Anyway, it'll come back. So keep talking. What else did you want to say?
Well, I just have to admit that I do still hold the belief that the rest of, like, my career, things that, you know, bring me joy and I can make money at creatively, I feel like it still is riding on me being in the best health possible, looking the best, you know, all of that.
Yes, but it's a two-edged sword, Lynn. Because
right, exactly.
At the same time, you think it's dependent on whether you feel good. At the same time, you're afraid that you can't handle it all and it will affect your health.
Yeah, so it feels like this big circle.
It is a big circle. And
exactly.
did you get the graphs that I sent out to everyone that did the webinar?
No, I didn't.
You didn't get the follow-up with the... Did you do the webinar?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
Webinar.
Well, boy, they took those 2.5 hours, and thank you again to Al and Jan that put their notes together for me, because I was told this all summarizes into pattern. And so when I sat down and looked at these reams and reams of information, they started creating this very clear pattern. And so I put together the pattern of non-creation and the pattern of creation. And bottom line, the beginning of everything is knowing that you are God and the creator of you. Because if we don't know that we are the creators of us, and all of us know it to a certain extent, right? But not totally integrated with all our energy, until we know that I am the God of me and I'm the creator of me, then we have to depend on outside influences to help heal us. So everything, okay. Everything starts with, I'm open to the possibility that I create me. I create my health. I create my money. So if you want to bring the two things together, Lynn, it's, I know that the more work I have and the more work I create that I joyfully love, right, and accept all the possibilities of, the healthier I get, the more energized I get. And I am in control of whenever I want to take off and rest. I know I can do that.
That feels good.
Right? Because we think it's an either or thing. It's not an either or. It's, well, okay, today, and they're giving me the biblical thing. That's why Sunday was a day of rest, because everybody bloody needed one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And in this world, half of us will not take time to do that for ourselves anymore.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you
so
much.
Yeah, that's what they wanted to bring in. We are in charge of the balance. We are in charge of the creation. And so, again, be very clear that you are positively claiming what you want. You want a lot of work that makes a lot of money and that reinforces your health and your vitality. And all of those things are always in balance. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Great call to start the show. Thank you, Lynn. Woo!
I love you.
Love you, too. All right, we're going to Mike in Connecticut. Hi, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I like to have things in sequence. That works for me. And I have a sequence I'd like to run by you to see if I'm missing anything. The first is, you said yourself, I'm open to the possibilities that I create me and all within me. I know I am the creator of me and the God of me. I am connected to the highest information, knowledge, and understanding. I enter love. It surrounds me. I know that I create myself. I claim it makes sense to me. I create all possibilities. And so it is. And then, I guess at that point, you make your statement of intent. In my case, I would like to move healthily from work into retirement and other more spiritual activities in a fun way that is also lucrative. Am I missing anything?
Yes. You're missing asking the universe to come in and partner with you.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yes,
well, that's really important, guys. That's really important. Because even though we are our own creators, we create in tandem with working with other energy. So your intention is really important. And it's really important then that you invite in the universe, God, whatever your term is, to partner with you, right? So that all the yous on different planes and all the space in between and all creative force energy through love is working with us and integrated with us around what we want. And otherwise, you're in good shape, Mike.
Okay. It's taking a little bit to put this together, and I will get your webinar. I just have to figure out how to fit it in, and that will happen.
Yeah, it's an incredibly powerful webinar. The last two, just really, really, really powerful, guys. If you are really focused on moving ahead and what the formula is And that's kind of where you're focused right now, is the clear formula on it, Mike.
The last one was creation, as I recall.
Yeah, how to create everything.
And the previous one was on what?
Oh, dear God, don't ask me now. I don't remember what the name of it was. But they're all dated. They're all dated on the website.
Oh, okay.
Website.
All right. Well, if there's a date, I can certainly figure that out.
Yeah. And the last thing the channel wants to offer you is have a lot of fun. Don't get into your don't get into your head too much, baby. It's more important that you have fun, okay?
This is useful. I thank you very much.
You bet, sweetheart. Thanks. Nice to hear from you again, Mike. Okay, you guys need to mute your stuff when you come on so I don't hear me in the background. All righty, let's go to Miss Sandy in Denver. Hi, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, baby.
I'm at the farmer's market. I'm stepping to what I think is a quiet place, but is this going to work? Is it quiet enough?
Yeah, it sounds fine to me.
Okay, good. So, hang on just one moment. Since the webinar, there's been something coming in that I wanted to put out there. I don't know if it'll be new news to you or not, but I know I haven't heard it mentioned. And even today, I feel like it relates to this topic of our knowing. And what I'm getting is that, so I was feeling like towards the end of the webinar, these were the core beliefs. I believe it was mostly the core beliefs that were coming in. They were repeating. We were just hearing the same ones over and over.
Yes.
And I was kind of getting the feeling like I was wanting to just bang my hand on my forehead going, what? And I asked, literally, like, what is this about? What's up with this? Why can we not get it? It feels to me like there's more to it. And what I got was that it's literally, it's held in our DNA, whether it's been put there by us. Okay. So I just heard us talking about that, and I didn't know if we're clearing at that level. But
yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes, we are. And it's a process, Sandy. It's
of
a
course.
Process of being conscious in order to, and they want to cancel the word clearing. What you're doing is restructuring, redirecting the DNA. But in order to do that, it's a process of repetition and living consciously. And the core beliefs kept repeating. You did get the graphs I put together, right?
I believe so, but I haven't had a chance to look at
them. Well, you for sure want to look at them because they answer your question. And that's why, remember at the beginning of the webinar, I said, gosh, they're telling me I'm going to need to do something later. Can somebody write down these core beliefs? Because I can't go in and out of my right and left brain when I'm in the channel. So Al and Jan did that. And when I looked at these enormous spreadsheets that I got from them, there was a pattern of the beliefs that emerged. And it'll knock your socks off. But again, the first one is, you remember one of the things that kept coming up was, I shouldn't be here and I don't belong, right? I shouldn't be here creating as the God of me. I don't belong creating in a magnificent way. And if that one isn't in place, that just spurs all of the, I don't have energy, I'm not good enough, blah, 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 that kept coming up. And it literally makes a circle that implodes upon itself and brings us back to, I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. We keep proving that to ourselves until we accept the responsibility of our self-creation. So, yes. And it really has to do in the greatest way, Sandy, with you being open to the possibility that you are the God of you. And when we're open to that possibility and own that possibility, then all possibilities are open to us because we are the creator. You understand?
I do. And I can feel even a little of the old, just religious energy around.
Oh, my God.
Around
yes.
all of it. Yeah. But I mean, it's lessening. It's like you said, it's a process. So, like, I feel it, you know, at peace with where I am with it. I feel like I'm continually moving forward.
You
but
are.
As you say it, I do
and
still
quickly.
Feel a little energy. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And, like, the more I play in the energy and have fun with it and see what it's all about. My little one, I think I've shared this before. When I was little, I would watch that show Bewitched. I would watch it every afternoon after my nap, and I just knew that I could do that stuff that, Elizabeth Montgomery did. And it's like, so my little one is saying, when you were saying earlier to instruct our little one to, you know, hear what we were saying and to say to them, like, I know that you weren't taught this. My little one was saying, I hear you. I'm remembering it. So they
yes.
didn't hear us, but, like, right now they're remembering it. And even though I wasn't taught it, my little one is, she's magnificent because she's like, I know it, and I knew it all
along.
Honey,
we all know it when we come in. Every single one of us
yes.
knows it
but
when we come in.
My little one still remembers it, even though what you're saying is true about she wasn't taught it. Like, she still clearly remembers it and is so happy as this space opens that she can come out and say,
yep,
you know, it's been there the whole time, baby.
And all of you,
play.
All of you are going to experience that the more you direct yourself to remember and the more you lovingly bring your little child along, the more they remember. And you literally move into freedom, guys. You move into freedom. Okay? Awesome,
yeah.
Sandy. Thank you.
Thank you, Dee. Okay, let's
have a good time at the market. Oh, I love the market. I would like to be there with you. Iris, you're on, babe.
Dee, hey, let's start with an update. So I got connected with Pamela from Creation Station. Do you remember? You were like...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's been really great. She's been working with me on the
awesome.
Meditation stuff and the doTERRA oils, and I'm really loving it. I'm feeling that's been really great, and I manifested like a really amazing birthday weekend last weekend with my boyfriend in New York. Yeah, so
happy birthday.
Thank you. Getting back on track, and now this is, I think, really dovetailing in nicely with what we're talking about today in the webinar. I don't think I have enough energy to do this with my my teenager's contribution and for the core belief. And at first I thought, you know, that didn't really make sense because I'm naturally a pretty energized person. And right now with my period, I'm having a ton of lethargy, and I'm like, and now I think it's clicking that this is how it's manifesting with me holding myself back, and I'm not in my own power. I'm like, oh, it's my period. Of course, I have to feel terrible.
Yeah.
Get all these symptoms.
Yep.
And
see,
like,
there,
barely be able
I mean,
to move.
I have to tell you, when I was working with this Sikh chiropractor who finally got me to this guru that is. Saved my life and my adrenals for years. Well, even those words, they're stopping me. See, you know, like you couldn't do it yourself, Dee. You know, that immediate dependency over there that we go to just automatically. Again, the biggest thing we have to get in place if we want to expand is accepting and knowing that it makes sense to accept us as the gods of us. I am God, and therefore I am the creator of me. And if I'm the creator of me, I create myself monetarily and physically healthy and mentally healthy. And energetically healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's that, I mean, that's an old belief system. And this Sikh chiropractor, I was working with him one day, and I was talking about, you know, well, I got the menstrual cramps, and he said, well, that's not natural. I said, what? Mm-hmm. He said, Dee, it's not natural. There's no reason to have the cramping when you have your menstrual period. Well, that's the first time anybody in my life, and I was in my 30s, had ever said that to me. That was a concept that was totally foreign to me. But he said, when everything's in alignment and all your body is strong and in the flow, mm-hmm. there's no reason for that to even happen. And so he started working on that. And do you know, I never had the cramps after that. Ever.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, but somebody had to introduce that idea to me. So I'm introducing it to you all. It's a belief
yeah.
that you don't have to own, and start directing your body to be in balance and in alignment
mm-hmm.
so that everything is in perfect flow. And then, yeah, maybe a naturopath can help you align whatever you need nutritionally.
Mm-hmm.
If in conjunction with your own self-direction. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you have another question?
No, just piecing that together about the energy and the just wanting insight
okay.
on that. That's
okay.
Cool.
Great. Thank you,
thank
Iris.
You. Love you.
Yeah, love you too, baby. I feel all the love here. Kathy in Illinois, you're on.
Hi there. How are you?
Pretty fabulous.
I was on the webinar, and I was the person who you channeled. What you channeled for me was page 168 in Ramps of the White Book, which was a blank page.
Yep, I remember that.
So now I'm second guessing. You know, does blank page mean I don't have anything in place?
No, I explained that to you during the webinar, Kathy. Go back and listen to it again. It means all possibilities are open to you. What do you want to write on that page?
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
It's everything is open and new to you. So as the God of you, Kathy, what do you want to write? What script do you want to write, guys? You're the writer of the script of your life. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we've got to choose what we want to write. For most of our lives, somebody else has chosen.
Yes, and I find myself sitting there trying to fill what they choose or try and figure out what
exactly.
they would choose.
Exactly. And they want you to turn the page to a brand new page with nothing on it and go, what does Kathy want to write? What does Kathy want to create? Okay?
Perfect. Yes.
Yeah. And that's, again, where we all are, guys. What do we want to create now? And how can we create it? How can I do it? How can I do it? What are all the possibilities that are open to me? It makes sense that I've got to choose that in order to create my life. Okay?
Yeah.
And they're yelling at me, and I trust myself to do it. See? Yeah, we have to trust ourselves to be our creators. Otherwise, if we don't, we'll farm it out. We'll keep farming it out to everybody else.
Yeah, or we'll listen to somebody else's and we'll want to take that on instead.
Yeah.
Because it works for them, so therefore it should be me too.
Yeah, only you know what works for you.
Yeah.
That's why I love Susie Orman, you know. Susie Orman works with money and money creation.
Yeah, the financial thing, yeah.
Yeah. And I love her because she talks a lot about, you know, it's a great thing if your business manager tells you this, but if your energy isn't in alignment with that, you've got to listen to what makes sense to you. Because she knows, ultimately, that's going to be what creates everything.
Yeah.
It's what your energy is in alignment with. Okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
Go get them. Boy, how exciting is it? Just think if you're a writer and there's a blank page in front of you, and you know that whatever you write on that page is going to be produced and it's going to be a big hit. Wouldn't you want to sit down and start creating on that page? Ooh, I like that analogy. Emily in California, you're on.
Oh, I love that, Dee. And I just want to say I did look at what you sent out from the webinar. Those circles are mind-blowing.
Yes. Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you. That was 2.5 hours of combined information there.
Yeah.
That went into those formulas. Yeah. Thank you.
Powerful. And so in the spirit of the call, I want to follow up. A couple calls ago, I called, there was a missing cat and my foot injury, and we balanced stuff around balancing the masculine and feminine, which I was stuck around in the foot. The cat showed up that afternoon, and my foot immediately that afternoon made a huge shift. Already it felt better and less swollen, and it continued to heal.
Emily, I love feedback like that, because that encourages all of us that we are on the right journey and that we are, creating what we want. And we need to hear that. We need that feedback. Thank you for that.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I ended up going to the beach at the ocean with my daughter that afternoon. And without even thinking about it, I had my flip-flops off, and I was running up and down the beach. And it wasn't until we were walking back to the car, I was like, oh, my God, my foot is feeling fine. I don't feel pain. And then I looked at it, and I was like, the swelling is almost gone. There's a time, it's still, that was a few weeks ago, and it's still a little tiny bit tender on the top of the foot. Now, I grew up in a house where I think I grew up without that belief in dependence on medicine. We barely had a bottle of aspirin. I appreciate the conviction around health that I got from my family.
There's a but in there, though. What's the but?
I was wondering, maybe I'm resistant to allowing medicine to help.
I get a yes on that. Okay, well, this is what they're saying. They're saying you could allow it to almost be healed, but for it to be totally healed was a little bit too much to have. It's like, holy hell, if I just say, and foot be healed, and it is, what the hell do I do with that? It's like we're afraid of that power because our little people just are going, no, you know that's not okay. That's not the truth, but it is the truth, you know. I keep going back. They keep taking me back to Christ's words, these things and more, these miracles and more, will you do also?
Yeah.
But not if you don't know that you're powerful and have the same power as the God who you are created from, which is the creative force.
Yeah.
So
that was
go ahead.
That's cool. That was my thing on the webinar, is allowing my wildest dreams to be possible. And I've been spending time in that bubble of love, and I feel like I've made huge strides with
it. Oh, you have. You have.
Okay,
so
awesome.
Just know that in that bubble are all of the amazing possibilities, and you can choose the furthest out of all of them. The possibility of the possibility of the possibility, including including foot heal yourself.
Yes, got it.
Okay,
and
now again, guys, this is a process that we're beginning to work on right? And we're in the medium stages of this acceptance and this knowledge and allowing this to be a possibility. Okay? So just keep playing with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then one quick last question. My cats are staying with my friend in Montana, and one of them is having sort of some fighting issues with their cat. And I love how the animals have been bringing stuff in, and I just wondered if there's something there to address.
It's just territory. And, well, you saw it played out in Congress really well. Everybody is scared to death to share their territory. If I don't mark my territory and let you know this is my territory, then we can't live together. But when everybody's doing that, then nobody's going to be able to live together, are they?
Right.
And that's why the Founding Fathers created a balance of power in our government. But there is no balance of power right now. That's why, you know, and I don't look at this from a political perspective. I look at this from a love perspective. If there is not a balance of power, which everything in nature is always looking to rebalance itself, that's how the universe stays on course, is to stay in balance. If there is no balance of power in the government, then creation is thwarted because we are fighting like cats for our territory. Instead
yes.
of working together to create harmony in the house and also in the country and also in the world. So
yes.
if you want that, that's what you have to put out. And if it takes you being sure you go to vote, then that's what you do. But the balance has to be brought back into being, otherwise it becomes one cat running the whole thing.
Yes, and that reminds me, this woman taught me and said about horses, a submissive horse will easily give up its space, you know, at the feeding trough or in the shade or whatever. A dominant horse pushes others out to claim space, but a horse that's a leader claims all of the space and includes everyone in it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that speaks to what we do when we direct energy. We essentially, as the God of us, are directing all the energy, and we're including everything in it in our direction. And then all that balance can happen.
Absolutely. Within us, and when we are balanced, we affect the balance of a lot of energy around us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right on, 100%.
Oh, thank you so much, Dee.
You bet. That was beautiful, Emily. Thank you. What
yeah.
Boy, that was incredibly insightful, that call right there. Woohoo! All right. We're going to Susan. I haven't heard from you for a while. I was going to contact you. How are you, darling?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Good.
Real quick, I just wanted to make two quick things. I did a CT on my lungs, found something, so then they scheduled a PET scan to see if it was cancer again, and it's only scar tissue because I put up, I'm not doing that, it's healed, it's scar tissue, and so when I got the report back, it was scar tissue. Yay me.
Great, go, Susan, great.
Go creation. And then I wanted to make an announcement, if that's okay. In regard
well,
to
I don't know because I don't know what it is, honey.
Well, basically, Nadia, you know how she has a show every Saturday, the first Saturday of the month?
Yes.
So Nadia Angelina, her show, yesterday I went to get on it, and it wasn't there. So I texted her, and she said that it was such a beautiful day in Amsterdam that she completely forgot about it, and that she scheduled it for next Saturday. So anybody that's in the community that likes to listen to Nadia, her show will be next Saturday.
Oh,
so
sure.
I thought,
that's great.
I thought that'd be nice to announce that to anybody that might, you know, wonder what happened if they ever called in. So I wanted to let everybody know that it would be available. She thinks that something important may be coming in. Maybe that's why. So anyway, that was
well,
that was
great.
It.
You know, Nadia does my show for me quite a bit. So I am thrilled for that announcement. Thank you very much. And also for your announcement, Susan. I'm so great that you created health there.
Yes, thank you. And I'm also
creating
my art and everything. I'm getting all that done. I created a new boiler for my house because my boiler died, and I've got now a brand new boiler so I can keep my house warm in the winter. Things are looking up.
Good, Susan. Good. You just keep creating, baby.
You too. I love
exactly.
you, and I'll look forward to seeing your movie. And,
okay, that's a deal. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to Margaret in Chattanooga.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
I'm doing pretty well physically, but I'm not doing well at all financially. And I realized recently that I don't believe that I can get things sorted out financially again. I feel like things are getting worse instead of better. And can you pick up on something that I need to do something?
Well, Margaret, let's go back to what we've been talking about from this last webinar. You think that money comes in with luck or happenstance, and it goes back to when I say you know that you are the creator of money, I get a no. Now, if you don't know that you're the creator of money, guys, then you are going to wait for it. You're not going to take action on your ideas. You're going to feel kind of victimized, which will definitely not create the money for you that you want. And so, Margaret, I would suggest you working with your little girl. I mean, what message did your dad give you around, look, I can create all the money I want?
No, not that message. He worked all the way up to 2 weeks before he was supposed to retire, and then he died at a job he hated.
Okay, well, so let's just stop there. Let's just stop there and look at all the messages and emotions about money that's in that one statement. Money's evil. Daddy had to work really hard for it, and it killed him before he could have fun in his life. So why the hell would I want money?
Dee, when I first started work straight out of college, I immediately began earning more than he was, and I was very successful for about 25 years when I was working in the computer industry. I've never been successful in the working with spiritual work.
Well, okay.
So
let's go back to that one statement. So what religion were you raised?
Presbyterian.
Okay. So, guys, this is what a kid does. God took my dad. First of all, God gave him a really hard life. We had to work all the time at a job he hated. So I have to work at a job I hate in order to make money, and then I get sick and die before I can enjoy it anyway. That's what was modeled to you, Margaret. That's in your belief system now. So, you know, if you want to make some extra money, why don't you do some computer work on your own, not going to work for a company, just helping out people, or, you know, and at the same time, say I'm open to all the possibilities of making money doing what I love in my spiritual work. Because right now you're not open to that because you think you've got to work really, really, really hard at a job you don't like.
I've walked away from being a college professor back in the mid-80s, and I haven't had a job working for anybody else since then. So this doesn't totally fit.
Well, it fits right now.
Okay.
How old are you, Margaret?
81, almost 82.
Okay.
Past the point of going out and getting a job.
Well, you're not, see, there's the possibilities again. You're not past creating some livelihood from your home, working over the computer, helping, you know, there are, and I'm one of them, so many older women that don't know how to use a computer, that aren't privy, you know, really good on it, that would love to have some training from a kind, patient woman that they can deal with. There, you haven't even looked at the possibilities because, and here we go with the age limitation, guys, the society starts telling us at 50 years old, oh, you're 50, you're starting to get old now. I talk about this in my TED Talks that I'm doing. By the way, if anybody's around Cape May, please come watch the TED Talks next Sunday in Cape May that I'm doing. But what age was it that your dad passed?
2 weeks short of being 65.
Okay. So they're saying even back that far in your life, Margaret, you started feeling like it was over, that the possibilities were over.
That was also a few months before I completed my PhD. And from there, I was a college professor, and, you know, it certainly wasn't over at that point.
No, but that's energetically. What I'm getting is that energetically you went, oh, Daddy died at 65, right? So you've got all these accomplishments, Margaret, and the culmination of what they want to bring out here is knowing, boy, I've done like 5 privates this week about this. I'm just putting this all together. Guys, if you are not loving yourself enough to put money away for yourself so that you can live comfortably and not worry about it during your life, then you have set yourself up to create this unrest around money later on in your life. Now, when I say, Margaret, you have enough money to live on, I get a yes. Is that true or not?
I have Social Security, and I've recently had to move to a much cheaper apartment, and it still takes half of the check just to pay the rent.
So you have nothing in savings?
Right. I did have, and then I bought into this, the old world is ending, and what the heck, I may as well spend what I have, and so I did. And it didn't end. I think the fact that my mother died in her 80s may be more relevant at the moment, but
it all goes together, Margaret. And and guys on this plane, see, this is a whole show. I think maybe I'll just do a whole show on this sometime. But there's that marriage between all possibilities are open to me, and on this physical plane, I know what I need to do to be responsible for myself later on in life so that I have enough to be comfortable, so that I don't ever have to go through what you're talking about, Margaret.
Yeah, and the point in my life when I did, I was making more money than I got around to spending, and I had investments that were making more than I was, and I quit teaching, and I walked away from it. I just couldn't stand it anymore. But anyway, yep. So I had that handled 30, 40 years ago, and I didn't stay with it. But and I was developing websites and doing that until I was in an automobile accident, concussion, brain damage, and I simply found myself no longer able to do that kind of work. My head doesn't work that way anymore.
Yeah, I understand that. But I want you to get off the show and start asking you what you can do.
Okay.
What can I do that I still enjoy? And I'm open to all possibilities. What can I do that I still enjoy that I can choose to do on my own time and make some good money? And then, again, they're saying, you haven't asked the universe. Well, first of all, you haven't been clear about even asking that. And then you've got to ask the universe, okay, universe, I'm committed to this now. And I need you to come in and work with me to make this extra money that I feel good about. And I know that I can serve and help other people spiritually, even if it's through a website or something like that.
Well, I've done it with teaching Reiki workshops, but they've quit making. I used to be really good at animal communication, and somehow I'm no longer able to do that. That ability disappeared.
Okay. All right. So, Margaret, abilities don't disappear. So what I'm hearing now is this consistent belief that I have it and then I lose it, and I have it and I lose it, and I had it and it goes away. Okay? So that's the primary thing I want you to play with this week, is all my abilities remain open to me. Everything that I've ever created, I can still create. And it consistently supplies me, consistently, I supply me with opportunities and with money coming in. Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. Thank you. Boy, that served everybody. And it we talked about having things make sense. I mean, you know, when you hear Margaret and you go, my God, look at all the stuff she's created in her life and all the success she's created in her life. And then the other thought the channel's saying is, 81, why don't you just stop working? You're 81. Again, the belief system that's set up. Do you want to be vital and interested in life and productive in life until you transition? Or are you holding on to a belief that I should quit at this age because now I'm older? We have to become conscious of these belief systems that are running us. Oh my goodness, I'm way over time. I love you guys so much. Another powerful show. Until we meet again, let's say it together. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.